Hello again, everybody. This is Harry Carey.
And Joe Garagiola.
From St. Petersburg, Florida, the training base of the St. Louis Cardinals, where our guest today is Cardinal coach Bill Posedel. Bill, how you doing?
Fine, Harry and Joe.
He looks great, doesn't he?
Hey, this guy's one of my favorites, Harry. One of the hardest workers, and you know, batting practice is when you really appreciate him. A little screwball, a little change of pace. Bill, you just pitched the game this winter, and you won. And what are you, 45, aren't you?
No, 45. I wished I was, Joe. I'll be hitting that 49 mark very shortly.
Bill, you're always in great shape. I think that you're a good exemplification for the ball players.
Well, I try to. I did play hard. I didn't have all the ability in the world, Harry, but I did capitalize on what I had. And through just hard work and efforts, I think every young fellow should do the same thing, Harry.
In other words, there's something more than just the raw material to making a big leaguer, isn't there? If the fellow who applies himself, I noticed Harvey Haddix, you were working with him over there, and there's a fellow who's an established star, yet he was calling on you for some of your knowledge and experience trying to better his pitching.
Well, Harry, the reason he was down there, we thought that if Harry would come up with a different pitch, such as a screwball that breaks away from right-hand hitters, I think he'd be just be a wonderful asset to him. And we'll give him another pitch. And Joe came by, and he knows that that he used to ask when I pitched batting practice to throw that screwball because some pitchers have it, and it's very effective, Harry.
You fellows must have shared a lot of laughs when you were together at Pittsburgh, huh?
Well, I tell you, losing 112 games wasn't too much. But, Fort Hill, remember that last day when Brandy Davis stole home and closed the season with the tying run at second base?
Oh, why bring that up, Joe?
Hey, Bill, I'll tell you one thing I'd like. You're the pitching coach for the Cardinals. That's your official designation. Is that right?
That's right. I just received that designation a couple of days ago, Joe.
Well, how close do you study a pitcher as a pitching coach? What do you look for?
Well, Joe, as you know, naturally controls the biggest asset, poise and hiding a ball and different things on getting good motion, deception, all that, all comes in to being a coach, and most young fellas will listen to you. You have to have a way about talking to some of these fellas. Some of them, maybe, they might not like the idea, but if you got a little way about getting around them, I think it'll be successful.
Well, if anybody can get around him, Bill, it's you, because with all your other talents, you're one of the most pleasant, wholesome fellows to be around. I never heard anybody who didn't like you exceedingly. One other question I'd like to ask him, Joe, with Lawrence and Jones having had such a wonderful year last season, some skeptics say, well, maybe they won't have it this year. As sound fundamental pitchers, looking ahead to 1955, what do you think their chances are of being every bit as good as a year ago?
I think they will be better, Harry. Really, I do. They're both hard-working kids, and they try to help themselves at every opportunity. And now that they've had that 1 year's fling throughout the league, I'm sure that they'll be much better, Harry. I look forward to be real good pitchers this year and put our club right in a contending position.
You think the pitchers will have to be even better this year without that screen, Bill?
Well, Harry, we have you have to give a little, but we'll take a little, too. I think statistics show that we've hit quite a few over there ourselves.
Bill, being designated as pitching coach, will you assume the position, say, like Frank Schellenbach, where you will tell the pitchers how long they have to pitch batting practice and be down the bullpen with them, or hasn't that been decided yet?
That's been decided, and Eddie's already told me that we're going to work together wonderful, Joe. It isn't an eye in this ball club. We all have jobs to do, and we're going to work 100% together.
But he's going to use your pitching knowledge,
however,
is what I mean.
Some of that work that you do takes a little off the manager's job, like batting practice and watching the time and all that, and getting fellas ready. That's what's going to be my job.
Well, that's great.
How can you tell when a guy is ready, Bill?
Well, I usually make sure he's ready, Harry, and before he ever goes into that ball game, I don't want him to say that he wasn't warmed up enough. I'll have him ready.
Well, that's the advantage of a pitching coach, is what I'm trying to bring out, Bill. Your knowledge of pitching will take that pressure off Eddie.
That's right, and I won't stand for no monkey business down the bullpen, as you know, Joe. It's going to be all business, 100%. We're going to try to win some ball games.
Wonderful, great. Bill. That sounds like that really should help, and thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, Harry, and also Joe.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
That
was Bill Posedel, coach of the St. Louis Cardinals. Now this is Harry Carey with Joe Garagiola saying so long from St. Petersburg.